Thank you everyone for listening to Thank You For Being A Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, where we watch an episode of the Golden Girls with a funny friend, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome guest referenced in this show once before. The very awesome Taylor Tucker.
Hi, yay! Everybody. Hello.
You are waving at the computer.
Okay, yeah, Taylor wave. Anthony did a little shoulder dance.
Like, you never know who's watching. Like, we're in the surveillance state now.
I'm doing the jerk off motion right now.
I'm doing the suck it motion. It's amazing.
I'm also naked. So you're welcome.
Taylor Tucker, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. Yay.
Starting the year off right.
Totally. And as we do with every episode, we ask our guest, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls shaped or destroyed your life?
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. So I remember that Golden Girls was a thing, but I would see it on TV, same thing like with Sex and the City, and I was too young to really notice mm-hmm. that it was anything worth watching. Mm-hmm. And then one summer, I went to the Jersey Shore with my friend Lily, and we had nothing to do, so we watched a lot of Golden Girls, and it finally like hit me that this dealt with themes that I finally understood at 18 years old. Wow. I was like, why? And then at 18 years old, I was like, I identify with these women.
That's awesome.
We watched tons of it, in between going to the beach and when I had my first attack by a bird. So I think the Golden Girls...
golden summer. Yeah,
it was
bird attacks.
Yeah, bird attacks. And so I think that Golden Girls really helped me through that traumatic time after I was attacked by a large group of seagulls.
Wow.
So it was like multiple birds. It wasn't just like one.
So what happened? Jersey Shore, beautiful Ocean City. We're spending time with Lily's family. She has like a wonderful grandma, super conservative, like drinks Rush Limbaugh tea, like an amazing woman.
Rush Limbaugh tea? Is that the thing?
Yes. Wow. He has a tea line.
Oh, wow.
He has a tea line?
An iced tea line, like Snapple.
Like Arnold
Palmer?
He's in
bottles like that. It's like called Patriot something tea. It's amazing.
Whoa. I am disturbed.
Oh, no.
But great for her. Yeah. She enjoyed it.
And she was one of those people where, I don't know what it is, but if you're white and you're a racist grandma, you make really good food.
Yes.
And she had, like, the best potato salad and the best, like, horseradish cheese thing that she would make with like cream cheese. And so I got one of those sandwiches and we went to the beach and I was eating it and a gull landed on me, bit my finger, stole my sandwich, and then like called all of his friends
Holy
over
fuck.
A flock of seagulls.
Get over here.
And I ran
still
so far
left.
Away.
Yeah, finish her.
I'm like running on the beach and I'm an 18-year-old woman screaming, crying. I put a towel over my head. I'm like, when are they gonna be gone? And
did
then,
anyone save you or did you
no,
run under they, safe? Did you go into like a Starbucks? Like what happened?
No, I just stayed on the beach until I gave them the rest of my sandwich, hoping that would kind of, and they left me alone.
Yeah.
And then Lily's dad came up to me and was like, are you okay? And I was like, sure. even though now I have an acute phobia of birds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was attacked by bees when I was younger. We were at my grandma's farm. We lifted this log and there was a
Don't
beehive.
Do that. No.
Yeah.
You always
and
no
was,
no lifting any logs.
It was me, my cousin, brother, and sister, and my sister was the one that got caught right into it. We had to like comb dead bees out of her hair. It was
Oh my goodness.
To this day she's still afraid of bees, like and deadly. I'm afraid, but not deadly afraid, but yeah.
Well, luckily I avoided that. I didn't get stung. And the first time I got stung was by a wasp. I've still never been stung by a bee. And I've been stung by a wasp. And that was when I was 22. So like a year, you know. A year ago. And I got stung by a wasp. Like, oh, this is what everybody has been talking about.
This is what's been trending on Twitter.
So, all those hot ass butt stings.
So, yeah, but no. So that's what, yeah, in Jersey Shore, and then I just watched Golden Girls and PJs for the rest of my,
nice,
my time. And you now recovered. I'm going to it. Yeah, I recovered.
Good. Well, we watched an awesome episode. This was something else, a fast paced one. Yeah. The game show episode of the Golden Girls. It is titled Grab That Dough, season 3. Yeah, we're doing the hand, the fist. What is this, like a clasp? Okay, so okay, it's like you put your hands out, like extend your fingers, and then you grab a dough.
Then, it looks like a small toddler, like looking, reaching for its mom's boob.
Right. It looks when, like, bad improvisers are climbing up a ladder. Yeah. That's what it looked like to me.
Like, it's like a bad miming class. It's like a bad miming class.
They're just like... You guys, listeners, can't see this, but I'm doing a kick-ass job of climbing up a ladder while sitting.
This is a big surveillance episode.
And it's the original air date was January 23rd, 1988. And wow. As we do with every episode, I think this episode is older than you. And I think it's older than me too now. No, I don't know. I think we're about a few months apart.
But it's not older than me.
Let's just get to the real crux of this conversation.
Yeah, how old is Jennifer?
I was five, but almost six. Next week's gonna be my birthday.
I was 4 months old.
I was just a twinkle in my mother's eye.
You're a twinkle in your mother's eye?
Yeah. Whoa. My parents are, 1986 is when they got married. And then they waited, it was 1991. They waited 5 years to have me.
Oh, nice.
So they had just, come back. They come back from Jamaica. They're having a good time.
She's like, there's a child in my eye. I need to get it out.
He wiped that out.
She will get out.
Yeah, oh man! She glimmers like sand. Sand makes glass.
Dude, have you heard of that chick has a child in her eye? Like it won't come out.
It's weird. She's so hot.
She's hot. The 80s, man.
I didn't think I'd like it, but I dig it.
You want to listen to Flock of Seagulls? Maybe that baby will be attacked by a flock of seagulls one day. It's the 80s.
It's 1988. I think it was a Billy Ocean year.
Yeah. Oh, God. So as we do with every episode of Genevieve, we're gonna do a brief synopsis. Just gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it so hard.
Do a summary. I'm gonna do a brief synopsis. Do it hard of what we watched for the listeners who did not were not here.
Yeah,
okay. That we know of apparently.
All right. Okay, so Sophia wins some tickets for all the ladies to appear as contestants on a game show called Grab That Dough. And turns out that the tickets are for the next day in Los Angeles. So the ladies have to... They're really excited, so they decide to grab the red eye and, go to Los Angeles, grab the dough and grab the red eye. and then everything basically goes wrong. Yeah. Trouble ensues. Yes.
And so the first scene, we go scene by scene. And for the listener who hasn't watched this or hasn't listened to this podcast.
Has just watched us.
Who's the first time viewer of a surveillance camera in this podcast. It starts off with everyone's getting ready for dinner. It's very assembly line style, if you will. I'm doing a future callback to the Henry Ford. Anyway, but I know this is very, 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 very detailed, but Blanche puts salt and pepper shakers on the table when there's already salt and pepper shakers on the table. Yes. I was like, what the fuck?
And she also walks in with a can of peaches and just pours them into a pot.
Yeah, she
opens up, she has a whole can of peaches.
And Rose starts twirling yeah. or twirling, not stirring it.
What are they making?
I don't know.
I'm concerned.
And Dorothy's just sitting there like, I don't know, like not doing anything. And so,
well, clearly Blanche and Rose have it. They've got multiple kinds of salt and pepper. They got peaches and syrup.
Yeah. When I thought, when Ascensus grabbed that dough as the episode, she comes in with the peaches. I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna make pie in this episode.
Like a nice dessert type of thing.
But no.
And so they Sophia walks in. She's like, fuck dinner, we got guess what I got, we're gonna be on a game show, grab that dough. And I guess it's like their Wheel of Fortune, because they're like, it's the best TV game show ever, the host is hot, like it's gonna be amazing, basically. And so it's tomorrow afternoon, and they're like, oh, we can't go. And then Sophia's basically like, we need to go. Like, what do you guys have, a commitment to a cheesecake? That's literally what she says.
Yeah.
A commitment to a cheesecake? And I'm like, yes. I would cancel so many trips.
Yeah. I have canceled things because I bought a bottle of Nutella. And
yeah. I'm sorry. That's a plan.
I mean, and cheesecakes take, like, what, 10 hours to make in a bath? I mean...
Probably,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the water bath, the bun,
it's gonna
whatever.
It's going to be a peach cheesecake of some sort. So, yeah. Peach toppings.
You can make a quick cheesecake.
Yeah, there you go. So while they're reserving their flight and their hotel, they can definitely bake something. And so,
yeah, they don't have Orbitz or Expedia. Like,
they have to call a travel agent, don't they? Yeah, that late at night, would they be able to do it? Like, or do they call the airline? They just show up at the airline.
Yeah,
red
how
eye.
Do people
catch
do
a red
this?
Eye.
Yeah, how do people do this back in 1988? Like, how do people go anywhere?
They just show up at the airport. We want the red eye to Hollywood. Like, we're on a game show now. I guess that's what people did.
Yeah, no IDs, just...
Yeah, oh yeah. The flight back, definitely no IDs.
Yeah.
Which I didn't get. Like, how do they have no... They have no purses, no luggage. How do they get on a plane? Boggled my mind. Okay, so they're like, okay, we're flying out. And so they leave. The next scene, each scene is like 2 minutes.
It's
the next scene, they're in the hotel, and someone lost their luggage. That it was weird because Rose says, I can't believe the airline lost her luggage. And then Blanche says, someone makes a joke about Blanche being a slut at this point. She's like, Sophia says, Blanche is used to checking into hotels without luggage or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah. Then Rose is like, I can't believe someone stole our luggage. So what is it? Did they lose or did they steal the luggage? I don't understand what happened.
And they all lost their luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it must have went on a different flight, which would make sense in the rapid point if they had checked in. And they run to the flight, and it's like late to get on the plane.
Right, and so it sounds like it's their fault.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, they're going to LA for one day.
How much?
Yeah,
yeah, like,
you need just
carry on. Yeah.
You don't need anything. You just need like a tiny.
But this
outfit.
This is 1988 when you were like able to bring like check-in luggage, and it probably cost like a nickel. Versus now, mm-hmm. where we're like constantly, you're like, oh my god, I have to fit everything into like
one bag
because I'm gonna get charged like $100.
Right.
Yeah, they could bring like a full wardrobe.
They could have all just put everything in one bag.
Yeah,
they could bring a full size hairspray.
Dog.
Yeah, you could bring a dog. You could easily, people like easily do that.
Yeah,
you could bring in like a blow dryer.
You bring in all your liquids. Like,
I know. I'm so like
tons
that's
bottles of vodka. You know, like
yeah.
Or they were bringing luggage, which they thought would be filled with things they won.
Yeah, like money.
Like sometimes I leave a little space for knickknacks that I buy.
Yeah.
Last time I bought a SpongeBob SquarePants. I bought a Gary, a snail, a plush doll that I had to make room for in my luggage. But anyway, I digress. Sorry. But okay, so this registration desk lady is a fucking cunt. Like, she's the worst. She's wearing these, like, ruffles. Like,
it's very Shakespearean.
She looks
very, like, that was like a weird trend in the 80s where people were like weirdly Victorian.
Yeah.
Like,
yes. And she had like a fake British American, like, fucking act, look
those
weird.
Rich people accent.
But she's an overnight hotel clerk, so.
Yeah. What is your problem? Yeah. Why do, like, people who work in a hotel desk think they're fancy? You work in a hotel. I don't understand. Sorry, that was a little angry.
You don't live in a hotel.
Like, you work here. You're not fancy. Stop it. Anyway.
But the word concierge does, I mean,
yeah. Or
pretty
like,
fancy
or
sounding.
A maitre d', like, is that how you
but
say
like
it?
That's like a restaurant, though.
Yeah. But you are still in the service industry.
You're still a waiter. You just have that draped cloth and you walk around like this.
Right. It doesn't
and
mean
you have
that
a mustache.
You are. You're not like royalty. You are like, you act like all high and mighty, but you're still like, no, I'm not saying that people in the service industry. I used to serve tables for 10 years.
Yeah, we're kind of harsh on some service industry people.
Yeah, but I was always like, I knew I was garbage. I knew I wasn't like.
Me too. I worked in pizza and at ice cream place, and you just knew, like, you're born, you had to ask people for extra hot fudge and, like, pump it out and put nuts on Sundays. You know where you're at.
I was fully aware.
Don't you love when you worked in the service industry and people would, like, say, like we would, like, when I worked at Starbucks, like, people would get so mad over, like, drinks being discontinued and they'd start yelling at you, and I'm like, I make $8 an hour. I don't give two fucks.
Maybe now we're sort of sympathizing with her side. Like, they come in at 3 a.m. Right. And I'm like, hey. And she's like,
finding another hotel would be an exercise in fertility.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you? Did you, the library, like, fucking kick you out? Like, you're like, what happened? Were you, like, an art historian out of work? Like, I don't know what happened to you, woman, Nancy.
No, she does remind me of it, like, an art historian out of work, because I did meet people when I went to college for art history, which I did as well. Yeah. She, like, has that accent that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That only comes with money. Like, it's for any period piece that's ever done. Like, it doesn't matter if it's Egypt or Japan or whatever. Yeah. If it's done by English speakers, it's spoken in that.
Oh, my God. I know. I work at an art school, and they're around me. Where do you get off, people? So they got there like it's after 3 a.m. They lost a reservation because it is our policy.
And you see the people going into the room they probably had.
Yeah, and they were gonna go fuck. Like, it was this old guy and this young woman, and they're like, it's time to bang. So they get so people bang in their room as we speak. Okay, $75. She's like, $75. You can sleep in this lobby. And
that's the original Airbnb right there.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm taking this in my own hands. You can sleep on this couch for $75.
Dude, she likes, I don't know. Okay, I don't even think she works there, guys. I think she just, like, she
this
took
is part
their
of
money.
An art piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a performance art piece called No Vacancy. And so they sleep in the lobby, which reminded me of one time when they slept. They, like, pretty much Golden Girls will sleep anywhere because they slept in a train station lobby.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, like, it was, like, they're just probably the same person that wrote this episode, because that everything, like, there's episodes where, like, there's like something happens, like Blanche has a a boyfriend who's married, and then the whole episode is about that. But then there's episodes that's just like shenanigans, and this is one of it's just like they get caught in a snowstorm, and the next thing you know, they have to serve tables at a diner, like, and it's just chaos and quirkiness.
This was a big shenanigans episode.
It's just, well, they do sleep everywhere, which I totally get. Bringing back to the Jersey Shore, this is something my mom is really good at, sleeping anywhere. She's been able to do it since she was younger, and she went to the Jersey Shore when she was younger, and she just fell asleep on a stoop on concrete. Just went to sleep.
That's an enviable skill.
This year, I started traveling more, and I was able to fall asleep. I fell asleep next to Genevieve on a plane and started snoring. and Genevieve had to wake me up. I was just like, I was gone. How long did I sleep? Probably like 30 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, you slept for a while.
But luckily, no one stole anything.
Yeah, luckily. guy next to me hated me. I was sneezing the whole time. I was so sick that day. Oh, I love the joke of the Mussolini game. Sophia's like, back in my game, in my day, we had game shows, like, which is weird because it was like probably the 20s.
Yeah, like, in Sicily.
In Sicily, they had a game show. It was called torture. And the lightning round, they literally used lightning, which.
It was all the questions had to be about Mussolini versus Hitler, like who has a hotter girlfriend, Mussolini or Hitler?
Right. So were they enemies?
No, this is World War II. They were
fascist pals.
They were allies.
Were they? Okay. Oh, I don't know.
They were fascist friends. They're friends and fascism.
fascist friends.
Yeah. But they had like different BFFs, lies about like
best fascist friends.
Like they, I mean. It's super funny to me, but like, yeah, they're different in certain ways. Like Mussolini was always like, he always said that he made the trains run on time. Like he said that he was on time, but you know, like Italy never runs on time. And then like the Germans are really good at that. It was cute, but yeah, no. So they were allies. So it was like choosing between like frenemies.
But they were all large murderers, right?
Yes. They're both dictators.
They're both dictators that killed millions of people.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So they would get together and like shoot the shit about how many people they killed. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I'm surprised Sophia did not get murdered on that show. Because she has a mouth, you know. Mussolini wouldn't take that shit. Okay. Season three.
I don't think it was for broadcast.
Maybe there was an audience like of people that were in a concentration camp or some sort, or like watching this game. Okay, this game is turning really dark. Okay. All right, so they wake up, it's a close up of like this like tweaker looking maid, like white lady maid. Like dusting, she's in like the hotel is like full blasted, like people are wearing tuxedos and gowns and they're still passed out, and like and Blanche is having like a sex dream.
Yes.
Yeah. Fernando or Alejandro, I forget. That was Lady Gaga's song now.
Because the maid dust her.
Which is funny.
She dusted her.
These old antiques lying around. She like just like, oh, just let me dust up this thing. Yeah.
She's just having feather dreams.
Yeah.
Fernando is a bird. She's like,
No.
Someone jacked their fucking purses. I believe it was Nancy. She says she's an out of work art historian. You know, she needs the money. She's got it.
Yeah.
Hate her. Okay. Okay, so they end the scene with like, somebody came in here and grabbed her dough. It's very cutesy. Just a cutesy joke, right? It's like, okay.
It's a cutesy joke, but it's also pretty serious because they're in a city. They're not living in. Right. Like, they don't reside there.
Yeah.
They don't know anybody. They have no one they can stay with.
Right.
Or, this is L.A. in the 80s, remember? Like,
it's scary,
this
right?
This is not L.A. how we think about it now. Right. This is scary L.A.
They're staying in the most expensive hotel, like, ever looking. Like, like, I don't know what's... what was weird to me was that Sophia usually is locked to her purse. You know, she never lets it go.
No.
But I think in her sleep, she would still have it. I don't know. It was out of character for her to give it to Dorothy, I thought. Anyway, so the next scene, they're like, the cops are there. They're like, their purses are missing. Please help us out. And the cop can't help you because they can identify the person. Where the fuck... they didn't see who did it.
Is there security tapes?
Right.
So yeah. Speaking of surveillance.
Yeah, speaking of surveillance. Also, they should have, like, done, like, one person stay awake or, you know... or
do
put
shift,
their, do
shift.
Shifts. Or, like, put the purses in their butts or something. Like, yeah. Their seats were hollow enough, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Anyway... that bothered me.
Maybe just not sleep in a lobby.
Yeah.
Not just take some like Victorian woman's like behind the counter's word that only hotel room in L.A.
No.
A city of 5 million people. Like.
Yeah. That's. There's no way this woman is a con artist. Yeah. Con art historian. Okay, but yeah, point taken. Very true. Pink. Okay, so they walk to the studio, 39 blocks to the studio, establishing shot of this empty, like.
Love this B-roll. I love it.
Like
this is weird. The weirdest B-roll of this very dim-looking studio.
Very dowdy, and yeah. It's like K17SW. Parking lot is completely empty. Camera is like shaking.
Yes. Yeah. It looks like it's from like 1974.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's stock, very yeah. stock. Oh man. Okay.
I wish it had been black and white. Oh
yeah. It's that Mary Tyler Moore like black and well, Mary Tyler Moore was in color, wasn't it?
It was in color. Yeah, it was in color.
Well, we forgot the best part before how they get to the studio is they find the tickets. Because you're right, Sophia has them in her titties.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes.
I think the tickets are gone. And they're in Sophia's bra.
Right. She went into the bathroom, and guess what I found in there? What I hope... Dorothy. What I hope I found in there when I look at my bra.
Brazier. That's why they use the word brazier.
Brazier?
Yeah, they use the word brazier.
But yeah, they found the tickets.
Woo.
Only good thing that happens to them in the whole episode. And so they walk into the studio, and it's pretty weird looking. You even said something like it's kind of strange or something to the extent of that.
No, it was like, well, first of all, they just walk in there and they're just like, oh, yeah, they're like, we're contestants. And you're like, all right, great.
That's what I didn't get. Yeah. Like, they mailed the tickets out 4 months ago, did not confirm that they got the tickets, yet they're still on the show. So this show is going to send out tickets to people who are, like, contestants and just rely upon them showing up and not even, like, call them or... you know, they're just like, no, they'll show up. That's how TV works. We send out tickets. They come. We don't need fucking... yeah. Like, so this TV show, like, I don't know how the fuck it's on.
No, like, ID or anything like that.
Yeah, ID. Yeah, like, who are you?
I'm actually dealing with that right now. I won an Instagram contest for a design... like fair or conference in Dallas.
Oh, cool.
And I commented on it and I won the tickets. I tagged my friend and they contacted him about the tickets. And then he didn't answer his Instagram DMs because he's terrible and doesn't spend all of his time on Instagram. And so then we figured it out and I just emailed them. I'm like, hey, I'm the person that won these tickets. Can I get them? And they're like, sure.
Yeah.
Like, I could be anybody.
So, wow, really?
Yeah. I just told him, like, email me at this. I heard that we won these tickets. Cool. So, I have these tickets. Whatever. I can't go.
Some intern over
there. I can't go. I have to pass them off to somebody else because I have a wedding that time. But, yeah, literally, it could have been, like, it's just on Instagram. And I won, like, $300 tickets.
It's so weird. Does happen. Because anything else, they want your ID. ID,
yeah.
Like you're going to go see, like, some lame band from the fucking 80s. That you need, like, your driver's license at least to go inside and will call, you know?
Yeah. You're going to go to an R-rated film.
Yeah. All these
things. Yeah, I once won tickets to Hot, Hot Heat.
Yes.
Yeah. They were playing in Oklahoma City, and we stood in line for 30 minutes for will call in the cold. And got up
ironically.
There, and they lost.
Yeah,
and they lost our tickets, and they were so rude about it. They were like, "We don't have any tickets for you," and they were like, "Really? We won this contest," and they're like, "Nope, scram." So
scram, Amp scram.
Beat it.
Beat it now.
They just walk onto that. They glide onto that set.
They did. And they were like welcomed by one of the models. Like she's the fucking PA. She was the one that. She's like.
Welcome.
Tiffany Blaine.
Tiffany Blaine.
Which in this pink sequence gown.
Oh my God, it's so
beautiful.
Welcome
to the show. You must be your contestant.
I'm also a PA and I'm also in catering.
Yeah, she was catering. She told them like to places. She was like telling them to like jump up and down, which is not like, which is, I guess, in the 80s, you took a lot of roles in TV production. I don't understand. And so then they got prune Danish for them. They're
when they said the prune Danish, I was like, oh, great.
Yeah. And then this host, Gary, what was his name? Guy.
His name was Guy.
Guy Blaine. Guy, no, that's Tiffany Blaine. Guy something. I forget. Whoa. I think I have the name. Guy Corbin.
A very good game show host name.
Yeah.
Very, very good. He's all teeth. They make a lot of teeth jokes about him.
Yeah.
So he welcomes them, and he's in game show voice. He's kind of a douche. I will say that. And so, Rose says, he makes my Ovaltine boil.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's... Yeah, they're so wet over this dude.
They want to bone him harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just he that wasn't guy. That, he's that
I don't
guy.
Think he was
he's
that guy. Good.
He's a seven.
He's a
I guess.
Seven?
He's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I get a little bit. I'm like,
he had a good
fine.
Head of hair. But right. He had, like, turned that sort of tan that people get where, like, it wasn't fully orange spray tan. It's where you turn, like, pink. Like, you start to look like terracotta.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's a lot of pink in that whole stage.
Yeah. Yeah, he had, like, a pottery tan.
Yeah. He looked like he was kiln.
He was glazed in kiln. No, not glazed. Just kilned. And when it comes out, like, pink, like... And it still needs... Well, when it's fired.
Yeah.
Before it's glazed. And then I don't understand how they're allowed to switch players. Do they just say, hey, you know, just team up? Well, that's what Tiffany Blaine said. Just team up with someone. Which is like, team up. And then...
There are no rules on this game show. Yeah.
Right. So you can just, like, go over to those two fucking brothers. What were they called?
The Kaplan brothers.
So you're gonna go over there and be like, hey, we want to be in your team, but what about the two other women, do they have a say in what happens? Like, this transaction happens so quickly.
Yeah, there are four players on each team,
right?
Yeah.
And so it was weird. It was like Dorothy and Blanche decided to team up with the two guys. But Rose and Sophia are teamed up with these two random ladies.
Random ladies.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like the whole, I mean, it's like when you get like an assignment in school or class with like pair off into teams, and then like people just pair off and you're just like left there, like you have no idea. I think that's exactly what happened.
So they were just sort of like, I guess we're going over here because they're going over there.
No one else,
But wouldn't those women want Kaplan Brothers? Like, also confusing. Kaplan Brothers supposed to be smart. Yeah,
like the Kaplan tests. That's what I thought of. I thought they invented the Kaplan test, and that's immediately
the Kaplan brothers for the Kaplan test.
I was like struck with fear. I'm like, they know the SAT.
Maybe that was like, I mean, maybe that's what Dorothy thought, because Dorothy was it Dorothy or Blanche?
Blanche was the instigator.
I mean, Blanche was the one that like talked to them for like all of 2 minutes.
It was like 10 seconds.
Yeah, she saw some dudes. She went over.
For 10 seconds, she got this information. They won over $40,000 in cash and prizes from multiple game shows. And I believe that was it. But still, like you just... Where did you go? Yeah, it was so weird. I don't understand how this all worked out. Because usually, like, in a game show, they'll be like, okay... Stand here, don't move.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're gonna walk, you're gonna, this is your place, don't move. And yeah, like, it seems so weird. And so Tiffany's like, all right, the show's gonna start because I'm also PA. And so,
she also puts makeup on everybody.
Yeah, she puts makeup on like on the other contestants. She puts makeup on a woman who's not on the show.
Black woman on the show. I saw two people come in. I'm like, oh my God. This is awesome. We're going to have more people on this show. And then she does her chin. You can see in the background. And then she's not even on the show.
Ever. Not
ever.
Even.
Like, they're just like, we need to fill in this little bit of screen space.
By the color like bars Dorothy.
TV. Like, between like Dorothy and Rose, like this little bit of screen space of this woman's chin getting like
everyone
foundation
knows
on it.
That when they put makeup on you, it's always by the stage, not even in the dressing room. like the girls that the Golden Girls didn't even get put makeup on, they just walk in, they're just like, all right.
After sleeping in a hotel, like,
make sure to jump up and down, guys. Oh man, this was terrible. Okay, so the show starts, and they start the show by like doing the fist, grab the dough fist.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it was so weird.
It's so weird, but yeah.
And he does the introductions and. They sort of call each other out on the introductions.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, which I was like, when did they get the time to write their own note cards? Because the show just started. They just walked over there and they were already dissing each other pre their fight. Yeah, because Rose calls them out. She's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, she calls them out.
You
on
think
like,
we're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then later on, it turns out they weren't. But Dorothy's like, yeah, my mom, she'll pay for a date. Blanche doesn't call anyone out, but she just says she's under 40, basically, and that
she owns a museum. My favorite brag of all time.
Yeah, I run my own museum. And then the Kaplan brothers, we don't hear their intro, which I was sad about.
Do they?
He goes to them.
And he's like, these are the Kaplan brothers.
And then he goes to these are the Kathy sisters.
Kathy sisters. Yeah, that
the
Kathy right.
sisters. There you go.
Yeah,
Kathy sisters.
Are they even the same race?
Yeah. And then here are, and then they do Rose, and she's a girl most likely to get stuck inside of a tuba, which is amazing. And then Rose is so cute. And then Sophia says that Dorothy's not her daughter. Rose is her daughter.
Yeah.
So everyone's like fucking on edge fighting at this point. And so the show starts, and it's questions. At this point, I'm like, okay, I buy this game.
Yeah.
But then later on, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. The first round is like very intellectual questions.
Yeah.
It was like
the first two were very smart questions.
Yeah. It was the glass menagerie.
Tennessee, like which play was recently turned into a film
with Paul Newman.
With Paul Newman.
Yeah.
And it's a Tennessee Williams play. And it's Glass Menagerie.
Or I think he directed it.
Paul Newman directed it. Right. And Rose gets it right.
Yeah.
But the Willard brother, also Fred and Willard. Yes. Fred Willard. Like, because the Kaplan brothers are Fred and Willard.
Yeah.
Did you catch that? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Yes, I did.
Okay. You're like.
He just keeps on hitting the button. Like, he just gets nervous and he just hits the button.
Right. Which makes me feel like, I don't know, are they throwing the game? I don't know. It just seemed really odd, right? That guy couldn't get it together.
Yeah.
Because when they were supposed to be professionals.
They clearly aren't. They're like premature answering things. Like, it's like,
one brother never answers anything. And the two women never say anything either. They're just not, or anyone is consulted in any way of what decision to make. Except for which door to pick.
The Golden Girls just kind of like run train on this entire
show. Oh, man. And then the other question was the Henry Ford one, which you got right.
Yeah.
Who created the assembly line?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Henry Ford.
Yay. Henry Ford, yeah. Sophia answers that one.
And then the next question was
Secretary of State, current Secretary of State.
Right, which I didn't know who it was back then.
Yeah,
it was George
Sorry,
Shultz.
Guys, we don't know who the Secretary of State was in 1988. Yeah.
And that's when they finally, one of the brothers, like, even though he's just been beeping and not knowing an answer, finally answers, but it's wrong. Charles Schultz.
Yeah, Charles Schultz.
Who created the peanuts.
Right. And so then Dorothy's like, you touch that buzzer again, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Excuse me. Okay, and so then it's break. Oh, was there one more question? And this one was just like kind of weird. Like, finish this phrase. Better late than. And then Blash is like, pregnant. Great. That's one of the classic Blanche lines that gets quoted a lot.
Yeah, she's done it before. That's been in multiple episodes.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it has.
Yeah, that's what that's one of the many, many Blanche like references.
Yeah.
And so
it's like a major issue in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. To this day. And so then the other team is winning, the blue team, which I don't understand how they were the blue team. There were so many colors, like all their podiums were different pastel.
It's the weirdest design game show.
It was a lot of octagons and all Easter colors.
Yeah.
And then Grab That Dough was like a Superman symbol, and I was just, it was like a 70s Superman.
Yeah, it was very groovy.
Yeah. And like, and the green team also multicolored. I could not tell what team was what. Just rainbow.
So they had to take that break.
And so the other team is winning. The blue team is winning. But then the green team gets to spin the wheel. Why do they get to spin the wheel if they're losing? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then the wheel is just like $300, $100, and then Grab That Dough. And then so the game of the name of the show is Grab That Dough, but there's like one Grab That Dough like sliver, and they get that, which is great.
Great, well done.
Yeah, and then they like choose Dorothy to go into the tube, this big tube.
It's like a little telephone booth.
And is this like a reference to another game show?
There's multiple game shows that are like that, where you go into like the phone booth vortex thing. I've gone in one of them once.
Oh yeah,
at Great Skate.
Great, what's that?
Great Skate, the skate rink here.
You went into a tube with money?
Yeah, they have like, but it's fake money, and then you can like go and like exchange it for like tokens or prizes.
Did you have one of those like aprons?
You don't get an apron. They just blow Monopoly money at you, and it's really terrifying. And they don't give you goggles.
No. So it did, yeah. Did it cut you?
No, luckily not. The money didn't cut my eye.
Yeah, you come like, out like paper cuts.
Yeah. Your money is just so... it'd be really bad if it did cut her eye.
I bet it did cut her because her skin's all fragile. Okay. So there's... what game show is that a reference to?
I don't know.
Because I don't remember. I remember Matilda when they, like, the movie Matilda.
Oh, yeah. They get the honey. Yeah.
And they were getting sticky with Mickey. Yeah. Like, getting sticky with Mickey. And that was honey with money.
Yeah.
Right? But was the money flowing? I think it was.
Yeah, it was. It's like
an... So that was a reference to a game show. But I don't know which game show. And I tried Googling and I got nothing. I was just like, what game show has money blowing through a tube? Anyway. And so they were like, so then, okay, it was kind of weird. Blanche was sort of like on Dorothy's butt when she was about to go into the tube. Mm-hmm. Do you remember
she's
that?
She's giving her a little boost. She's
like, give her a little hump. Give her a little...
That's how she motivates.
Yeah. Clearly.
And then Dorothy's like, I'm going in, does not like console the other two guys.
Yeah, this is terrible teamwork.
Terrible teamwork. Yeah. And they're like, because of her meat hooks, the host calls her hands meat hooks. And she just laughs it off. And so they just throw her in there and like she and I guess it was all $100 bills. I thought there were ones, but she just they gave her this apron, and I was just like, I was just like, if Dorothy just lifts off her kafkan, like she could get so much more. It was so like flowy. Like I don't understand why I shouldn't do that instead. Okay, so she gets $900, which beats the other team. I'm getting really specific, sorry. So they win the game, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they get to either keep the cash, which if they split it would be about $200 each.
$225.
It's quick. Damn. Yeah. You're Matilda.
Okay. Beautiful mind over there.
Wow, I'm going to buy things in the quarters, guys.
Like you're gonna go to the library and read find Nancy. But the other team wins $100 each, which is almost what they would have won. And this game show is also like 3 minutes long. This game show is like, I don't understand. Like they should have done like a crossfade of time passing.
Well, didn't they give us more B reel of the studio at some point?
Oh yeah,
they snuck it in there outside the studio
after the break.
Yeah.
Then they did another establishing shot of the fucking...
Yeah, it was another grim establishing shot of this...
Grim, rundown building.
Not a person, not an animal, not that, anything in the parking lot.
Just this wobbly camera in the wind.
Yeah, no.
No one was even manning that camera. It was like moving. And so, yeah. No one's watching the show, guys. And so then they have to choose a door. So there's 1, 2, and 3, right?
Yeah, because they either take the money or choose a door.
Probably. Yeah. And so they're like, "This, I guess, rightfully so, it wasn't enough money.
Yeah.
Right, whatever. Take the fucking door. So the first door was a furniture, right?
Yeah, furniture set.
With the clear speakers.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice. It was over $1,000. It was like Miami Vice, like fucking furniture.
And they had a different presenter lady. She was a brunette.
The brunette. Yeah,
with a gold jumpsuit.
And the gold jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah. There was a gold jumpsuit when they brought up the wheel.
They were like, we need two people to stand by this wheel and watch other people spin it.
Yeah, well, the other one has PA duties.
Right.
She's got to run the camera.
Right.
So
weird.
So, yeah, that was behind door number one.
Behind number two was
the nice car.
Convertible.
That red convertible,
right,
worth $23,000, valued at that.
23,000?
Yeah, it was 18,000 for the furniture and living room set.
Oh, shit. I thought it was like 1,000. No, 18,000. That's almost as good as a car. Yeah.
Yeah,
they could all take apart.
Honestly, they're all going to sell these things for taxes.
Yeah, and then the last one, which is the one they choose.
They choose door number 3, and it is a electric skillet.
And a lifetime of soup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, first of all, they build an electric skillet, like sheer horror sweeps over their faces.
Yeah.
It's also beautifully presented as a skillet. Can we just talk about
it? The model was like all over it. She was like twirling her hand around it.
And there was that like gold gauze just like draped
gold like shiny drape. It was beautiful.
It was very beautiful for basically what is the hobo special.
The hobo special.
Yeah.
And you just plug it in on the street and just make soup. And they didn't even say what kind of soup. And, like, I was just like, what kind of soup is that? And
if you like soup, I don't think you care.
Right.
Like, I think if you're at the point where you're excited about soup, you're just like, yeah, soup.
But do they get all those cans? Like, or do they get more cans later? Like... Like, if you run out of soup. I've never
understood how lifetime supply works.
Right, of food.
Because I've never heard of anybody winning those things. Like, I always wonder back in my head, like, who were the people that won those Pepsi contests? Why hasn't anyone spoken to them on television and interviewed them?
Because they're probably just like, that's a burden.
It's never like, or do you go to a grocery store and you're like, hey, I get this for free. Like, I won. You have to explain it. You said you have to cash, or you have a card.
You get a card. That'd be great.
I get is an official Pepsi card, or I've never been in a house where I'm like, whoa, why did they just delivered a box of Pepsi to you? And they're like, oh, I won it. It's free. It's for a lifetime.
Apparently, okay, this kind of reminds me of something. It's slightly off topic, but apparently, Chipotle has these black cards that you can get, they give away to celebrities, and then you just get free Chipotle.
What?
Yeah, I bet Lindsay Lohan is like,
she's always at Chipotle. But why do they're so rich? Why do they need, like, why do the rich people get?
Well, apparently, Anthony Jeselnik got one or something.
Oh, well, I can understand him. I could, give him.
Yeah,
he's like B celebrity. You know, he's not like Jennifer Lopez who. Who probably goes to, probably, I don't know, would Jennifer Lopez go to Chipotle?
I mean, I imagine.
She's kids.
Yeah. She has kids. No, she has kids. She does. She gets, like, probably the salad bowl.
Right.
With chicken.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like, she's not trying to slam down a burrito.
I bet Ben Affleck used to like to go to Chipotle because he seems like a douche like that. I look, Joe, go to Chipotle.
Yeah, like, what was after the gym? You know what I mean? Know. Like, you ever seen this on the side of the gym? They're like, I just bench press and now I can lift this burrito to my face.
Right. I love to eat after I work out, which I never do. And so, they're devastated. So they're just standing there and they're just like, doing the grab the dough, like a symbol. and it's very sad. No one won.
No one won out of no this.
No one
thing.
Won.
It was very grim.
Yeah, it was very grim. And everyone's super excited. Like, everyone that's not a contestant is like, grab that dough. Yeah. Yay.
Well, that's what I love about this episode. I think the main major theme in this is that capitalism is grim.
Game shows are 3 minutes.
Capitalism is grim. They separate from their family and friends to try to win money. And then they come out at the end, they fight, and it's all a game of chance, and then they just end up with soup.
Right.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, they could sell the soup.
Yeah.
Start a soup business.
A soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen. They lost like hundreds of dollars with their flight. I mean, I bet their flight was like $100, right? I don't know.
Oh, no, I think it was probably like back then.
And this is done within like a night.
$300 maybe?
$300.
Yeah, each person? I agree, yeah.
Yeah, because it was that night, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So they lost like $1,200.
Yeah. And Rose is just...
And their bags and all their money and stuff. They had cash, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just completely lost everything. Okay, so then they're back home. They amazingly got on a plane without IDs, because that's the 80s, guys.
Yeah, it was a pre-9/11 world.
Pre-9/11 world. Yeah, it's pre, like... Twin Towers bombing 1993, right? Yeah. It's pretty, all that shit, right?
Yeah.
So anyone can get on a plane.
Terrorism just didn't exist.
Terrorism didn't exist. except Nancy's a terrorist. She's a terrorist. Yeah. Okay. So they're back home. It was terrible. Sophia's still mad about the betrayal. She's like, you bailed out on me. Greed clouded your mind. So she tells her. And then she's like, well, all right, well, then just give me $50 and then we'll be fine. And then Dorothy's like, all right, here you go. Here's $50. Greedy woman. And then the show ends.
Dorothy just had like, $50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, they didn't and they haven't called to get their lost luggage. Like this.
I don't understand.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we lost. Because back in the 80s, when you lost luggage, it's gone forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're never going to get it back. Sometimes that happens to this day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This episode, no moral of the story. Maybe don't be greedy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was about, like, capitalism. You know, capitalism. I read capitalist undertones with my Marxist lens. I'm like, these poor people. They're such a good family. They started all out friendly. And then they wanted to win. Greed clouded.
What I read from this is don't do anything. If it's too late. Like, if you find out, like speaking of service industry, when I used to, like, I used to get off work at 9 and there was an event at 10, I would be miserable the whole shift trying to get to this event, trying to get out, and then I get there and I'm late and I miss everything. And I'm just like, okay, just let it go.
Yeah, cut your losses.
Cut your losses. Mm-hmm. Just go home, eat Nutella. And you'll be fine. Yeah. Make a cheesecake. Make a peach cheesecake.
It would have been better if they had made cheesecake.
Yeah. They would have had kept their money.
Yeah.
It would have been amazing. Yeah. They're going to go see a movie.
Yeah. They would have had rich with flavor. Decadent in flavor.
Stayed home. They probably have an electric skillet. They made soup.
Yeah.
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 Peach soup. Oh, all right. I think we did it, guys. Yay! Right on time. As we do with... thank you, Taylor, for being here. You're amazing. Where you spoke of Instagram. Where can people find you on Instagram if they want to follow you?
I'm at Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-R .N.T, because my initials are TNT. Thanks, parents.
At Taint.
Not Taint anymore. It was Taint.
It was Taint. I remember
it was Taint 717. And being me, I didn't even notice that was a joke until someone brought it up to me when I worked at Zara. My good friend just came up to me. He's like, oh, so you're Taint. That's really funny. I'm like, and it dawned over me that I made a joke upon myself that I didn't notice.
That's great.
I was like, I need to switch this ASAP. It's great.
I wish you kept it.
See, you wish I kept it. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, if I like want to be like a real social media person, since I'm not a comic, I shouldn't do that. It's not going to be funny.
You shouldn't do that as a comic.
You
like,
yeah, exactly.
You got so far with it and no one's cared.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got so far, and then, multiple people thought it was, first, they thought I made the joke, and then when they found out I didn't make the joke, they were like, oh, and I'm like, I had no idea.
Taint?
Like, I had one, like, Rose moment where I just didn't know, like, what the hell I was making fun of my own self for, so, yeah, no, so that's where you can find
that's
me.
That's amazing.
I don't know anywhere else. I'm on Twitter. Too. I'm Taylor, TYLER_ Tucker.
I
don't spend a lot of time on. I do the thing like where I only like emerge when there's like, you know, an awards show or a debate.
Bachelor.
Yeah, it's hard for me, that whole like Twitter waterfall of information and 140 characters is not enough to contain me. So I bust out of there. So
yay.
Yay.
Right.
But that's what you find me.
Thank you. All right. And Genevieve, where can people find you online? And this comes out, I don't know what date. Well, I'll tell you. You can say okay. Your social media. Meanwhile, this comes out on the 13th of January.
All right. Woo. Well, I'm at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And I do Twitter a lot because I ignore my news feed, so it doesn't overwhelm me. So.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm putting together a festival called Bird City Comedy Festival in downtown Phoenix, April 8th through 10th. Submissions are open until January 15th. So if you're a comic and would like to submit, be considered for a performance.
You have 2 days.
You have 2 days. So get your shit together. Get your video, get your headshot, yeah. get your bio.
And if you're an Arizona comic, submit, because you can't see this, but I'm winking very aggressively.
Maybe you can see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're part of our surveillance culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's see, what else? I've got other shows. I don't remember when they are. So I'm around town.
You're at the Switch.
I am at the Switch.
January 17th.
I'm on the Switch at Phil Bar.
I have your schedule here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the Switch. It's going to be great. I get to basically... That's a friend of the show, Polly Casillas, runs that film bar. Mm-hmm. And you get people text in topics, and you have to come up with jokes about them on the spot.
Improvise, stand up.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Genevieve. Yeah. And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to be January 14th at the Torch Theater. Performing with my improv group Funnel Cake.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then January 17th, I'll also be on The Switch at Film Bar, along with our own individual Twitters. The podcast also has a Twitter and is at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. And also on Instagram at TiffBap. You can find us on Facebook.com/ Thank You For Being a Podcast, on Stitcher, iTunes, or any other platform you use to listen to us today. The next episode is season 3, episode 17, and it is titled, I remember it's called like Father May I or something? I don't know. It's something with a priest. And so...
Oh my God, I love it.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening to us, and have a beautiful day and or night. Bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.